The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 11. The Lord Said Unto My Lord. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Matthew 22:44. The universal consciousness speaks to its manifestation. The Son becomes one with the Father, as Jesus stated, I and my Father are one. My Father is greater than I. So man is beginning to see and to recognize the fact that I am within him is the Father consciousness, which by man's acceptance becomes one with the whole. All ideas of separation are swept away in the glorious manifestation of light. All fear and limitation are made null and void. Instantly you see that the Lord, the inner Lord, who has become lost in the maze of the belief world and is almost overcome with the seeming enemies, has to put up his sword and see the salvation of the Lord. What Lord? Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. When there ceases to be retaliation, when man ceases to fight back, but steps aside, as it were, the vengeance is mine, is perfectly worked out into expression in a way man knows not of. His enemies have reaped the whirlwind. Whosoever tries to steady the arc of another finds his arm withered away. If a man throws a rubber ball at a brick wall, it returns to him of its own volition. But if there happens to be a hole in the wall, it goes through and does not return. So it is with evil. If thy enemies throw evil at you, and you accept it, then you have to pay the ugly penalty of getting rid of that which you have accepted. You then set about to get even with your adversary, and the result is discord, and possibly destruction for both of you. But if you have no hole in the wall, that is, if you refuse to accept the evil, it returns with accelerated force to its sender. You do not have to seek revenge. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. The reaction of evil is its own punishment and cure. You have no enemies except those you accept as such within your own consciousness. Judging from appearances and looking to people as detached, separate beings causes you to manifest dissension, strife, and evil. Know ye not that ye are gods? Has been interpreted to mean that a personality can rise up and make itself as a god, instead of realizing you are a god in capacity, as soon as you recognize you have within you the I Am consciousness, which has instant power to contact the universal Lord, and to call into manifestation unlimited and unconditioned power. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Is the statement of the mind that realizes its at-one-ment with the universal power. When the inner Lord of you listens for and makes contact with the Lord, nothing, not anything, can hurt you, for you can instantly call into manifestation legions of angels. You have but to put up your sword and see the salvation of the Lord. This Lord of Lords, who is not in any way subject to what you think or what anyone else thinks, who acts independently of all thought, that which doeth the things impossible to human law. Ye shall eat your own words. That which you send out in the way of judgment comes back to you eventually with accelerated force and from the least expected place. Thus is the law of the cosmic force. Little by little we are learning the protection in the command, Judge not, lest ye be judged, and are beginning the process of seeing only that which is good. After all, the truth of the adage, Set a thief to catch a thief, is not so far wrong when it comes to many other things that we see in the world. Be not afraid of the truth. Welcome with open arms anything that will clear away the debris of human thinking, no matter how time-honored it may be. The quaking fear of the servant gives place to confidence when you realize the presence of the inner Lord. He is above all fear, limitation, and lack. Nothing can by any means hurt you when you recognize this fact. And though 10,000 fall at thy right hand, it shall not come nigh thee, unless you open unto it and accept it, and then it becomes real to you. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way. We do not fight or argue with the adversary. Your refusing to accept the evil is silent and not done in a whirlwind of denial or argument. Your adversary will become your footstool. That is, he shall be placed under the dominion of the Christ within you, and shall be as nothing the moment you step aside and let the Lord, the great cosmic power of the universe, return the evil which you did not accept. Once you have accepted a condition or thing, it is yours, and you will fight all night with it, until further light comes and causes you to let go. Finally, you will have to loose it and let it go. Then why accept it at all, however real it seems, however unjust or hateful? Just close the door of the mind to it, and the universal mind against which it has struck will return to its proper place of manifestation. That is why Jesus was so fearless. He refused to accept evil as real. He left the penalties to the power of the universal, to the power of the God of love. In reality, God does not hurt nor harm any in all his kingdom. One would not blame a door which was blown open by a violent wind for injuring a man who was standing in the way thereof. Obviously, the door did nothing. You strike yourself when you strike another, and rather sharply too, provided that other refuses to accept the blow. What you know of evil for another, you know for yourself, more especially if that other happens to know the law of non-acceptance. Watch, take care you enter not into temptation. Vengeance is mine, is a terrible law to set in operation. You are the only one who can set it in operation against yourself, and it is possible only by trying to injure another. Judge not is a hard, fast law, and there is no, not any, loophole for your superfine judgment to get through. Watch, watch, watch that you enter not into temptation. When this idea first came to me, it was so terrible and overpowering that I had a feeling of despair. I knew that so much judgment had already gone out into the universe. True, much of it, I thought, I was entitled to make, but here was a hard, fast truth that could not be compromised. I realized that enemies were merely thoughts, since one man's meat could be another's poison, and one man's enemy could be another's savior. I saw clearly how the God of love could be, and was, the God of vengeance, how the wrath of God was quite natural and just. I saw the universal mind merely threw back to us that which we put into it, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent thinking, that our life was composed of all of this. I was in despair, and most everybody I knew was in the same boat. And then the command. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Gradually I began to see these evil thoughts I had sent out were my enemies, and if they had not been accepted by those to whom I had directed them and were coming back to me, I too would refuse to accept them, and when they hit against the closed door of my consciousness, they would be dashed to pieces, since they had made the complete circle and found no lodging. So in reality, I could free myself from the ugly kickback of my own wrong thinking, whether done recently or years ago. I would sit by and see my enemies, my evil thoughts, whether expressed or unexpressed, whether new or old, made as my footstool, that is, put into subjection, redeemed, dashed to pieces like evil birds that have rushed headlong against the thick glass of a lighthouse. Yes, there was not only a sudden freedom for those whom I had judged evilly, but there was also a freedom for myself from the ugly reaction of these thoughts that needs must come out of the universal mind. No matter what the evil had been or was, no matter how deep you had sunk into the mire of belief, repentance, refusal to participate further in the hideous game of seeing evil in another, would bring about freedom from the manifestation of evil thinking and action. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. There is no ambiguity about it. This utter casting yourself on the inner Lord and listening for the voice of the universal consciousness will cancel all the karmic debts and fears, whether prenatal or present. The moment the Magdalene came to this point of recognition, she heard the voice saying, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." This voice of the Lord speaking to her Lord was making her enemies as naught. She could not find one among all of them who could accuse her, because she had suddenly become one with the Father, and he had found nothing to condemn. This is a wonderful example of the working of the infinite mind, and is the door of release for thousands of earnest souls. From a human standpoint, I suppose, there were many in the crowd about the woman who could have testified to certain things that they knew about her. But suddenly this oneness with the Spirit made it impossible for those things to be anything but disintegrating beliefs. You see, I have a way that ye, man of the world, know not of. It is the complete and perfect cancellation here and now by repentance. Repent and be saved. No state is impossible. No state of mind is too low or too high to receive this glorious freedom of the sons of God. Even the thief on the cross had his chance to experience the kingdom of heaven here and now. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. The instant you make this repentance and refuse to accept the evil by virtue of its nothingness, then the cancellation takes place. The Lord said unto my Lord, "Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." A great inrush of glory and light comes to you. A new door is opening. You are being freed not only from the evils that have seemed to be directed at you from the outside, but from the reflex action of your own evil deeds. Does this seem right? Can a man be evil and then not pay the price? As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. When a man makes his alignment with the inner Lord and waits for the still small voice, instead of accepting evil and then trying to dispose of it, or going into the ditch because of his inability to cope with the reaction to his evil thoughts, then suddenly his past is wiped out. That which is scarlet shall be white as snow. We find the woman with a history of all sorts of evil suddenly made clean and free. How? By this very repentance, this very coming into the Spirit of life. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." The Lord said to my Lord, the Lord says to your Lord exactly what the world is going to say because it can find no guile in you. The world that has accused the woman suddenly found it impossible to accuse her. Why? Because the Lord did not accuse her. Neither do I condemn thee. Just ponder that glorious statement and what follows it. The whole debt was wiped out. It was made nil. It was nothing, but it was the degree of absolution. Go and sin no more. Do not imagine that you can seek refuge from your evil thoughts and ways and expect to continue in them. The evil that is forsaken is forgiven, and the person is freed. The wicked shall be turned into hell. We have all experienced the hell into which we have cast ourselves because of the acceptance of evil in one form or another, but even that is not a hopeless state. For just so soon as you recognize the fact that if you make your bed in hell, there am I, then do you transmute the belief. Do you not see the glorious salvation that is offered through the Christ, and how it is that nothing shall by any means hurt you, neither make thee afraid? You are beginning to understand how it is that evil must first be accepted before it can be manifested in your universe. Many will argue, yes, but I never did anything to that person. It makes no difference. God is no respecter of persons. The universal power that is throwing back that which you have thrown out has ways and means you know not of. Watch, watch, watch. Repent and be saved. This is not an emotional exercise. It is just a new borning, a new awakening into the God world, with a glorious feeling that the waters of Spirit are washing away all that has gone before. The former things shall not be remembered nor come into mind. They shall have passed away into oblivion. It is glorious. It is glorious and wonderful. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Then do the sons of God leap up with new life. You do not need to fight. Set yourself and see the salvation of the Lord. You can understand now what it is that makes this possible. The Lord said to my Lord, "The recognition of your oneness with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings makes you a majority, and the cancellation of sin takes place." It is wonderful, and more wonderful, since it means the cancellation of the old debts and unsettled accounts for the past acts and thoughts. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How, indeed, shall we escape if we have to go on fighting, even when the best methods given to us through the study of metaphysics, an endless stream of evil which is manifesting from all sorts of causes, set into action and long since forgotten by us? Acts and thoughts in this and other lives that seem to be wholly apart from the control of anyone. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How, indeed? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. This is not spoken so much to the physically tired or the physically heavy laden, but to the souls that are burdened with false beliefs and endless meeting of evil in one form or another, most of which they are willing to admit in the result of their own thinking. What hope is there when man thinks himself to be under so ghastly a law as, "When I would do good, then I do evil"? And what constant stream of evil manifestation must take place in his world? But remember that complete and whole salvation awaits the one who forsakes the evil beliefs of life and turns to God with his whole soul. He is saved from the terrible effects of his evil thinking. That which is told in secret is called from the housetop. That which is told in secret is what the Lord said to my Lord, and what the Lord says to my Lord, the world at large must say to me. The Lord is saying wonderful things. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," is but one of them. "Be still and know that I am God. I come as a great flood of waters covering the whole earth," of your human thinking, and when the floods have subsided, then the ground is washed clean of the evil manifestation or that which was causing it. To speak no evil nor to listen to. Many will speak no evil, but will listen to and think evil, and then wonder why, having been apparently so good, they meet with so much evil. There is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than over many righteous. There will be rejoicing over you, and you will hear the glorious words, "Thy sins are forgiven thee," and feel the cleansing floods of spirit pass over you and wash you free from the evil effects of your present or former thinking and judging. When the God power forgives sins, there is a total cancellation of the sin and all its effects. Man imagines he forgives sins by holding the injustice done to him against a person for the rest of his life, although he may say he has no hatred or resentment, but as long as he remembers the fault, he has not forgiven. Sin that is forgiven by God, by the Lord, is completely wiped out, just as disease that is cured is completely destroyed and its manifestation obliterated. Why cast ye lots for part of the garment of truth? Might well have been asked. The whole garment, the seamless robe of Christ, is thrown over you as a great panoply of light, and you are created anew, revealed as new. The attitude, then, of the awakened soul is not that of trying to instruct the divine, but one of listening, and one which says, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And the constant prayer of such a one is to be thou expressed in me. Be still and know that I am God. When you are through with accepting evil of any sort, no matter what the appearances are, then you are ready to hear what the Lord said unto my Lord. You can hear something that all the prayers of the human universe cannot bring to pass, remembering that thy enemies are all the beliefs of inharmony that have been so real to you and have harassed you, lo, these many years. A day dawns, a new day dawns, arise and shine, for thy light has come and the glory of God has risen upon thee. The price has already been paid for eternal life for you, but you will still die in spite of the entreaty, "Why will ye die?" until you accept the gift of life eternal. No life can be eternal that is sin-filled. And by sin-filled, I mean filled with evil thoughts for yourself or another or the world at large. But the gift of life eternal is given unto all those who believe, "I have a way ye know not of." I am the way, walk ye in it. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Do you not see, then, that if you bind evil on the earth, it shall be bound in your consciousness and will constantly reproduce itself? If you bind evil on another, you bind it to yourself, like holding a poisonous asp to your breast. And inversely speaking, what you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you loose the brother that you have held captive and a prisoner to your opinions and beliefs, ye shall also be loosed, set free. It is wonderful. Watch, watch, watch. What are you going to accept? When are you going to sit in the quiet place and listen for the still small voice? The Lord said unto my Lord, "When are you going to get the glorious revelation of the Lord, the universal mind speaking to the individual point of expression? Be still and know that I am God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Be not dismayed. I have a way you know not of, of wiping out the evil and making your enemies as your footstool. I am the truth. I do not use it. It emanates from me through the five senses and extends them into reality. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. The Lord said to my Lord."